Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm a little late. I was in the backyard cutting some firewood. Expecting snow.
Excuse me?
What is the temperature? Is it 27, Adam? What do we got? I mean, it's freezing out.
It's more likely to snow in July than it is you cutting firewood.
How many times have I held an axe in my hand? Save your sick, disgusting jokes, too.
I'm going to say one time.
It's more than that. I actually have cut firewood at different points in my life, but it's been a while. It has been a while. Dan, are you Mr. Firewood? I mean, I guess tough guy over there, flannel.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. No. No, I mean, maybe once, twice, a handful of times, but no, not with any regularity, and nor would I have any desire to.
Well, you're against the axe community?
I'm just not a member of the axe community.
Just not a member.
Yeah.
Carter, you bring an axe to work, right? That's how macho
That's right.
You are.
Flannel shirt, axe over the shoulder. Get some funny looks downtown, but people seem to stay away from me, so that's okay.
How about your cowboy hat? Have you brought your cowboy hat downtown yet?
Yeah, in fact, it's been downtown for several months, and I haven't yet to bring it home.
Could you do a little video later when you're leaving after? Are you? No. No embargo the news, right? Because the Twins and Cubbies?
Yes.
Maybe we could have a video of you leaving downtown wearing that cowboy hat?
Maybe we won't.
Dan, that kind of captures the commitment Adam
Pretty
has
much.
To
yep,
the
that's
show.
About, that's about
right.
it.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. We're here until 3, although it's always possible. They could say, it's over. Grab your cowboy hat. We're done with all of you. We don't think that's going to happen, but it's potential. We do have a potential significant change with our Wednesday programming, though. It looks like Jason DeRusha will be moving to Thursday. Can we hit the breaking news sounder? Can we get this on the Odyssey app, WCCRadio.com? Can we get it on the Twitter? Jason is coaching a debate team. And because of that, Wednesday is a little bit tougher. So Jason's switching to Thursdays, it looks like, at 12:35. Now, the way he debates on the television show, Carter, he just plays to the fan base. So I'm assuming what he's going to tell the debaters, just pander to the judges. Just play to the public, even if you don't believe it at all.
What does a debate coach do?
Well, they have an important topic that they're gonna battle against. It's South St. Paul against Armstrong if we battled. And they are refining the argument. Or are the arguments unknown? Like, if it's Armstrong, South St. Paul, I'm captain, you're captain. Do we know that, the platypus, how to play a par five, and world peace? Do we know those are our three topics, or are they sprung upon us?
I would imagine different categories are ones you can prepare for, and then they do spring one on you.
Do Do you think that's right, Dan?
That seems right. I don't know. I've never been anywhere near a debate club in my life, so I wouldn't have any idea.
Do most high schools have a debate team or a debate club?
I know South St. Paul did because they smashed back in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
I'm serious. I wasn't
They were
part
smashed,
of it.
You said? Was it, did you
no,
say they were smashed?
They crushed.
How do you know this?
Because
in the 80s, it's like it was the talk of the town.
It was Jenny Cruz was the debate coach, and okay. They'd plenty of championships under her belt.
Is that how you say that, under her belt, or adding to her belt? I mean, did she have a debate club championship belt?
There should be one.
Dan, can we somehow check the records to see if South St. Paul really was smashing? if you know something about the debate club, how it works, text us or call us. Be better if you called us. 651-461-9226.
Here we go. I just found it. Minnesota State High School League State Champion Policy Debate Teams, 1902 to 2020.
Okay.
Top of the list with 11 titles, South St. Paul. Next.
Really?
Is the tie is for second is with 7, Hopkins, Mankato, and the Blake School.
My Falcons? My Armstrong Falcons?
Armstrong,
are they anywhere?
Falcons. Let me look here. I don't see them anywhere. Sorry.
Do we know when the last time South St. Paul won one of these particular championships was?
I don't know. When's the last time the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think that's a relevant statistic,
isn't
it?
Let's not go that far.
Oh, are you kidding me? Let's not go that far.
It's called... So in other words, resting on your laurels, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
A team well past its prime, gasping for air, is that what you're suggesting?
It's like Gopher fans clinging to national championships when, you know, they're over half a century ago.
Bernie Bierman is now joining the conversation. Moncton Tech, I almost joined my high school debate team. I got talked out of it. do we think DeRussia would be a good debate club coach?
Yeah, because we've heard him debate both sides of an argument before, like in the
constantly.
Same segment. So
constantly.
I mean,
I think he'd be very good. Be quick, be mobile, and let's be honest, authentic kind of, but we don't really know when he's authentic at it. How about you, Carter? Do you think you'd be why don't you go back? You like to volunteer. You like to help out the kids. You've moved from South St. Paul. You have said, South St. Paul, you're dead to me. You're now Mr. Rosemount.
Except when it comes to youth coaching.
Well, this would be an example. You could go back and revive the South St. Paul debate program, or do you want to start it up in Rosemount and build a new dynasty?
I don't know the first thing about coaching debate. I'd probably be like, you know what? That's a good argument. I don't have anything
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing. The kids that you're coaching don't know anything, you know, to what to expect either, so you just make it up. I knew a track coach once that said, all I do is blow the whistle and say, run faster. I mean, you know, you figure it out.
Oh, that's very good. Other high school coaches who are really unnecessary. You know, they're just there, but they don't do a darn thing. I think Dan Adams' opening line is going to be this. Welcome to the first ever meeting of the Rosemount Debate Club team, and I'm going to tell you one thing. Every time, do we call it a game? Do we call it a match? What do we call it?
Competition, meet? I don't know.
Competition, we're going to be... We're going to have one thing on our side. We're going to be loaded for bear. We And so if you ever need to find your spirit, your soul, you're confused, you don't know how to answer the question, just think one thing. Loaded for Bear. Would you give them shirts, Adam, that said Loaded for Bear?
No, I don't think that. I think there's probably a dress policy.
But that, like a practice shirt, right? You know, it's like you see basketball teams wearing warm-ups or something like that, right, where it could have some sort of acronym on it, you know, get the kids pumped up, focused, and they put on the nice polo shirt for the actual meet.
How about this uplifting text? What kind of moron remembers how well the debate team did 20 years after graduating on top of all those bong hits?
It's a little harsh. I mean,
seems a bit much, don't you think? Adam, would you like to
it's
respond?
Weird, right? Yeah, it's weird what I remember.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I wasn't buying that. Were you, Dan?
That is weird what he remembers? Or the bong?
No,
hits?
No, I'm buying that. Okay. After knowing him very well for 12 years. I thought he was just making it up on South St. Paul.
No, I with the confidence that he brought that comment with, you know, I bought it. That didn't mean I didn't want to kneel him about it, but I bought it.
There's another texter. We're going to debate the bejeebers out of the other team.
That, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Will Ferrell debating James Carville in Old School. Adam, I don't think Old School gets the credit it deserves.
Oh, see, I think it gets too much credit.
Really?
Yeah, it had its moments, but I think people hold it up like it's this great, you know, legendary comedy, and I fall short of that, I think.
0 to 10.
That's about a 7.
7? I got an 8. I don't have it as an all-timer, but I thought it was very, very entertaining. Okay, I want to get to our drinking top, but I also want to get to one other individual who is stepping away. And in my fervent belief, I should be considered as his replacement. Who is it? I'll tell you in moments. All Harry Styles all day. I'm jealous of Adam Carter. He is headed to the Harry Styles show tonight. After going to SeatGeek last night, Adam, I'm really glad those tickets popped up for you.
Me too.
Because the lowest price seat, I think, was about $250. And there were a number of them in the $500 range.
Yeah. Let's just say that I pounced on some that were slightly under $200, and that was a few weeks back, and I'm glad I did.
Yes, good call. I want to talk Harry Styles later in the show and bringing kids to concerts and maybe surprise concerts. The other day, driving around, I was reminded again that our good friend Osmo Vanska. Osmo is finishing his 19th and final season with the orchestra. 19th and final season with the orchestra. And I will reiterate again. I could not help out at all. Zero. Zero during the practices compared to Osmo, you know, of how it sounds and the brilliant skill that he brings and the pedigree that he brings and the je ne sais quoi that he brings. But again, Adam, if I remember this right, you were with me, that when it's actually at the concert, when he's gesticulating and pointing, that's all for show. That is all for show. It is, they've been practicing, they know when to come in. This isn't, as we say with the major open, this isn't a dog and pony show. These are highly, highly skilled. They're looking at their sheet music. They've had all the practices. And at this point, if Osmo said, listen, I'm going to bring in this goofball from WCCO Radio, and he's going to dress like me, he's going to dye his hair like me, he's going to move his arms like me. It won't correspond to any of the music, but he's going to do it. And I believe the band, the orchestra, excuse me.
The band.
Yeah, I know. I just, Here's the deal. I could even call it the band. Okay. I could call it the band. It would sound no different. Zero. Zilch. And you were with me, I believe. Is that correct?
Not at all. It's timing. It's everything. It's the
rhythm.
Yes. That they would laugh you off the stage. It would be horrible.
Dan. Oh, I would go up there.
No, I'm with Adam 100%.
I would look at the crowd and I would say, my band is loaded for bear. My band is loaded for bear. And watch. You really think after months and months of practicing, because I'm not pointing at them, after all this training, that they would all fall, that they're that fragile, that they're that dependent on Osmo, or in this case, me?
Any musician will tell you, you got to have somebody there that provides that foundational rhythm, be it a great drummer in a rock band or be it a conductor with an orchestra. You've got to have that rock that you can lean on as a musician as you're getting in the midst of the piece, and there's all this other sound going on around you, and you're trying to focus on the sound that you're producing and how that syncs with everybody else, and you've got to have that in the performance. Absolutely. No, you're completely wrong about this.
To be the opposite of Allen Iverson is practice. When you're at Harry Styles tonight, and Harry will have a band behind him, he'll have dancers behind him. Harry's the rock. It's Harry Styles. It's not One Direction anymore. Is Harry going to be turning around at him and telling when the drummer to come in, the guitar player to come in?
No, because he can hear it.
The piano player? What's that?
No, because he can hear the drums.
He'll be leaning on the drummer.
Why don't we just have a races if we're having track and field races, just have everybody start on their own. Why have a gun to announce the start of the track race? Everybody should just be able to run on their own. Because they'll figure it out. They'll figure out that this is when they leave the same time.
No.
It's the same thing. It's the same principle.
If there was no practice, yes. The orchestra
There's
practices
There's eight violins. How do they know the exact moment to all play the same?
Because they've done it for hundreds of hours getting ready. And the sheet music is right in front of them.
Well, they shouldn't need the sheet music if they've been practicing.
Well, if you're going to play 15 different songs, you might need it.
Does your back get sore when you move the goalposts like that? Or
no, I don't even understand the running analogy.
Because
Dan,
the gun signals all runners to start at the same time. If they didn't have the gun, then it's okay. Well, everybody ready? Start. You've got eight or nine violins, a couple of oboes, and they've got to know the exact moment to start playing the measure they're playing. And they do that by the conductor.
They're acting like they're looking at him. They're like, oh my God. Seriously, does you're he not have to point at me like I don't know this by now.
You're not quite
like,
as
you don't. Let me try. I do the silly little tease, and then I say Adam is next. Do you need me to say Adam is next? No, because you know at that point when Dan plays the music, boom, you jump in, and then guess what? Then you go to a soundbite from Susie. Then you kind of shake your head because it's poorly written. Then you come back, and guess what? You know, traffic is next, weather's next. Dan is not holding your hand because you've habitually done this. You know what to do. Take that, Mr. Debate Club.
I'm by myself. If there were 17 newscasters reading at the same time, we'd all need a cue to do that.
That's why you have to have a director for a TV program, because you got 15 cameras out there.
State High School League has just updated. South St. Paul's now won 12 debate titles.
The Falcons are on the board.
Chad, you're not as wrong about this as you are about the front bumper electronic billboard idea, but you are wrong about it.
Carter's with me on the bumper idea, though, right? You like the communication
skills? It was my idea. That's why I'm with it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Just to remind folks, this is if you want to send a message to someone, if you want to get mad at someone, if you want to say, hey, how you're doing, we're going to have an electronic screen on the front and back bumper so you can communicate with people. It's all audio. It's all Bluetooth. And you know, when I invent that, do you know who's going to be my first spokesperson? Do you know who it's going to be? Osmo Vanska. Osmo, after he is retired and after he's turned over the baton, I might take that over next year. I might be just the guy who comes in to close it. I'm like the closer. I'm like Mariano Rivera. I'll need the starter to do all the legwork with the actual practices, but I'll come in, the starter. And then, Dan, years from now, when you're a man of the cloth and you're talking to people and you're counseling people,
yeah,
and you go out and you wave to someone you're helping, and instead of waving back, you know what they're saying on their front electronic billboard? Thank you, Dan.
No, that right won't, there. That won't happen because of the massive increase in road rage incidents leading to deaths on the freeway. I won't have a congregation. You'll have killed 90% of the population.
Adam, this is going to bring peace, right? We'll be able to communicate and get through our differences, don't you believe?
I think it would let off a lot of steam for people, but no, I think Dan might be right that some people would, in this day and age, see, this is an idea for, you know, 8 or 9 years ago when I came up for it. Now it's, came up with it, I should say. Now it's, I think it's, these are uncertain times, and I think this would add to the uncertainty.
You know, Adam also told me the other day he invented the airplane. I mean, other ideas that Adam has stolen.
And he was, when he was on the airplane that he invented the internet, which was kind of a convenient tool.
Yes. And then he invented getting scared. Chad, the conductor can also quiet a section. If the brass is getting too loud, he points to them, essentially tells them, bring it down. I could get that going. Don't you think I could? I mean,
no. No, we don't.
Just
think
call them a band. I don't think.
I mean,
I call them the band.
Right. You could barely locate the brass section, much less get them to calm down.
Well, Carter was feeling good about himself when he went a couple oboes. Is that correct, Adam?
Yes, oboe. That's part of the Reed family, I believe.
Woodwinds, yes.
Yes. All right, let's pause. Traffic, weather, and now we'll get to the drinking topic when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.